Well, that was actually the breakfast that I had in Philip Glass's garden, which sounds like a story, was our first meeting with each other. It was after that that I thought about it and came up with this idea of him writing a piano concerto for piano and string orchestra that would be paired with a Bach concerto.
I love what you talk about. There's a quote in the new album liner notes. You say, "I love that Glass's compositions created in an age of effortless reproduction of music still insist on repetition as a human musical value." And I would love for you to expand on that thought.
I do think that it's something that we need, is to revisit experiences, to reread a book, to listen again to a piece of music, to hash out an idea, you know, talk about something again and again. In fact, in a way, I would say that's one of the most important things in his music are the repeats. Having gotten to know him just a little bit, and I've played other music for him, I've played Schubert for him, and he was so happy that I took all the repeats. I've often felt that people kind of can be a little bit casual about repeats, but the repeats are there for a reason. You know, like, you need to go through the music again, and it's different the second time because you've heard it the first time already. I just feel like that's something that where the music is reflecting a need that we have as people.
I feel like this repetition and musical repetition in humanity is an important combination to active listening. Would you agree with that? Or
yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you've ever done any kind of meditation or yoga or anything like that, it only works if you're present. With this particular concerto that Glass wrote, it's really important to be paying attention the whole time. And it's actually, it's one of the hardest things about playing the piece and about listening to it, is that you can't just allow it to just wash over you. You have to be engaged, you have to be aware of what's happening and what's changing as it goes along.
Let's discuss a far cry, your collaborators in this this recording. Describe them as an ensemble, and then maybe a little bit about that the configuration. I love that in the circle and how you recorded and why that was important for this project.
So A Far Cry is a spectacular conductorless string orchestra. They're a very interesting group because, you know, they all have different roles within the running of their organization, both practically speaking and artistically. And the rehearsals are very participatory experiences where, you know, everybody's contributing. So the way we set up performing the piece and recording it was to have the piano with a lid off facing them, with them in a half circle around me. So there's this sense that we all see each other and we all hear each other, and this allowed us to be somewhat improvisatory in the way that we approached playing, because we could just play off of each other in a really interesting way.
How did you figure out which keyboard concerto would pair with this Glass concerto? Was that figured out before he started the composition process or after?
I'd always been interested in this Bach concerto, so I asked him if he would be up for it being paired with this particular Bach concerto in G minor, and he said yes. So he knew that was the piece that was going to be paired with his own composition before he started composing it.
Thank you so much, Simona, for talking to me about the new project, and congratulations, as always.
Thank you. It was nice talking with you.